Many of you have been aware that my wife, Colleen, her father has been dying over the past couple of months.
你中间很多人知道我妻子Colleen, 她的自己的父亲,
A week ago, last Tuesday night, he died.
在过去几个月,他一直在死亡线上,上个礼拜二,他去世了。
And he went to be with the Lord Jesus Christ, whom he loved and served.
他到了天上,跟他自己的主耶稣基督,他所爱,他所侍奉的主同在。
Now through his life, he was a very successful salesman.
在他的生命过程之中,他一直都是一个很成功的卖东西的。
When I travel through the countryside and I see the big grain bins on the farms, I know that probably he sold those grain bins to the farmer.
当我在农村去看到在田野中间那种灰色的金色的东西那种像是桶状的那我就知道那很有可能是他卖给他们的。
Southeastern Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, he traveled selling those big grain bins.
滨州东南区还有Delaware区还有其他Maryland这些地方很多地方他到处去来卖这些东西。
But there was something he was more passionate about than even selling the grain bins.
但有些事情是他有更大的激情远远超过于他卖那些东西。
He wanted to go everywhere and share Jesus Christ, the living Son of God.
他想到处去来分享耶稣基督这个活着上帝活着的儿子。
Throughout his life, he served the Lord.
在他的生命之中,他一直在侍奉主。
He worked with an organization called Farmers Christian Outreach.
他有参加了一个机构,那是农民传福音的机构。
Whenever there was a country fair, he would go and set a booth and talk to the farmers about their relationship to God.
每当乡下有那样的一个聚会,大家去那种大家可以卖东西的那种情况,他总会去,他自己有一个小亭子,他就跟周围的人来传福音。
He had been involved for years with an international organization called Youth for Christ.
他已经很多年跟一个国际的这样的一个机构,就是青少年为耶稣基督。
And so in his last days, he asked if I would preach his funeral.
在他生命最后的时刻,他就问我能不能在他葬礼上能为他来讲道。
It was a great privilege to do that.
是一个非常荣誉的一件事情,我可以这样做。
It is easy to preach at the funeral of one who so faithfully served Jesus Christ.
在一个很忠心的一个人,他这样的葬礼上是非常容易讲道的。
The funeral service was attended by only about 75 people, family, and very close friends.
这个葬礼本身是大概有七十多人参加,都是自己的亲人,还有周围的朋友。
And then on Saturday evening, there was a memorial service at a church.
在礼拜六晚上,在教会里边又有一个特别的一个纪念活动。
Many more came to that.
更多的人来了。
And there were men who stood and shared how he had led them to Christ and then discipled them.
有人就起来分享他自己是当年怎么被他带着信主,然后又被他这样子来培养,来做门徒。
So his 91 years ended in a great triumph.
91年他的生命结束的是如此的这样子成功的结束。
Because if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know you have received the gift of eternal life.
你知道,你如果接受耶稣基督做你个人的救主,你就知道自己有了永恒生命的这个礼物。
In Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven.
在耶稣基督里,你的罪就被赦免。In
Jesus Christ, you receive the grace, mercy and love of God.
在耶稣基督里你就接受了上帝的恩典和爱。
And in Jesus Christ, you have the assurance that you're going to heaven.
在耶稣基督里，你就有肯定自己要到天堂。
So I want to thank you for your prayers for Colleen and her family during these days.
所以我想谢谢你们，你们在 Colleen 还有他们家人在经历这样的过程之中，你为他们所献上的祷告。
Now, Colleen is not with me today.
Colleen 今天没有跟我一块儿来。
She deeply regrets not being able to be here.
她实在觉得很难受，因为自己不能来。
But her body is completely exhausted.
但是她整个的身体非常非常的累。
And she has been in bed for the last 2 days.
所以过去两天她一直在床上睡觉。
So I told her to rest.And gain strength.
我告诉他，他要休息，他所以他可以会有力量。
And I know you understand.
那我知道你们大家都能理解他这样子。
Now this morning our message comes from a very familiar passage, the Sermon on the Mount.
今天早上我们的信息是从一个我们大家非常熟悉的这一段经文，也就登山宝训。
You remember the Sermon on the Mount.Is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, 6, and 7.
你们知道登山宝训是在马太福音第五到第五六七三章里边。
These are very important words from Jesus because they are his teaching.
这是从耶稣基督来的非常重要的话语，因为这是他自己的教导。
Now, Matthew is the first book of the New Testament.
马太福音是新约中间第一本书。
And we're going to look at chapter 6, verse 7 through 15.
我们来看第六章第七节到十五节。
Listen to the word of God.
让我们来听主的话语。
And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans.For they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. For your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This then is how you should pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth.As it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. The Gospel of Jesus Christ.
第六章，马太福音第六章七节到十五节，你们要祷告，不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，你们的父早已知道了。所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你的过犯。这是耶稣基督上帝的话语。
Bow with me for just a word of prayer, please.
让我们低头做一个祷告。
Almighty God, we invite you to teach us through the work of the Holy Spirit.
全能的上帝，我们邀请你借着圣灵的工作来教导我们。
We are not interested in merely learning some facts.
我们不是仅仅在乎于来学习一些简单的事实。
We want to learn the truth that will set us free.
我们要学习真理，因为是真理使我们得自由。
And so we ask the Holy Spirit to illumine our minds, but also to teach our hearts.
我们请求圣灵不仅让我们的脑瓜明白，更让我们更来教导我们的心。
And grant us the faith to lay hold of your promise.
赐给我们信心，所以我们可以来抓住你自己的应许。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen.
Usually about the month of April and May.We begin getting invitations in the mail.
一般到四月后五月份的时候，我们就开始收到一些邀请。
That's the time when we get invitations to graduations.
这个时候往往收到邀请，让我们去参加毕业典礼。
Have any of you gotten one of those lovely printed invitations?
你们有没有收到过那种可爱的、那种印得很漂亮的那种邀请卡？
It's also the time we begin getting invitations to weddings.
这也是一个时间我们收到那种参加婚礼的这种邀请卡。
Those beautiful, very lovely engraved invitations.
那种非常漂亮、非常美刻的、特别美的那样的婚礼邀请卡。
It seems like they become more creative in the way they print those beautiful invitations.
好像他们来用各种各样的办法，那种带有创造力的办法来印制一些婚礼的邀请卡。
But when you get it and you open the envelope, you know this is a formal invitation that has gone to many people.
当你打开这个邀请卡的时候，你一看你就知道这是一个已经送给很多人的这种正式的邀请卡。
But some time ago, I got one of those formal, fancy invitations.
但有一段时间之前，我收到那种很漂亮的那种正式的邀请卡。
And the person who had sent it to me added a note at the bottom in his own handwriting.
这个来送给我这个邀请卡的，在这个卡的底下就写了一个个人的便条，他自己亲笔写的个人便条。
He said, "Dear Jim."I am hoping you will be able to come. I look forward to seeing you. And he signed it.
他就说，哦，亲爱的 Jim, 我就是盼望着你能来，我也盼望着能够见到你。然后他在下面签了个名。
That took it out of the realm of being formal, and it made it very personal to me.
这就使得那个本来好像是非常正式的，就变成了，哦，对我自己来讲很个人的，很亲切的。
He wrote my name.
他写了我的名字
，and he signed it.
他也签名了。
Well, what does that have to do with you and me this morning?
这个今天早上跟你我究竟有什么关系
？This morning in churches all around the world, people joined together praying the Lord's Prayer.
今天早上在世界各个地方，大家聚在一起来祷告这个主祷文。
We just read it to you from the fifth chapter of Matthew.
我们刚才已经在马太福音第六章中间已经给大家读了。
And in the prayer, Jesus says, "This is the way I want you to pray."
在这个祷告中，主耶稣说，这是我想让你祷告的。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意行在地上行。
That's an invitation.
这是一个邀请。
That's a formal invitation that has been given to us by Jesus.
这是一个正式的一个邀请，耶稣基督给了我们。
And so people pray that prayer sometime without even thinking about it.
所以有人祷告的时候，根本有的时候想都没想就这样祷告。
They've been praying it since they were little children.
他们可能从小的，从做孩子的时候就开始这样祷告。
And they pray it very quickly.
他们也非常快的就祷告下去。
But stop for a minute.
让我们停一下。
Listen to this invitation that has been sent to God.
我们来仔细听一下，听一个这个送给上帝的这个邀请。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Now I wonder this morning if you would be willing to personalize that invitation.
我在想，今天早上你是不是愿意在上面写一个个人的便条
？No longer formal，
不再让它成为特别正式的那种。
From your heart，
而是从你的心里边。
You ask， please， your kingdom come。
你说，请愿你的国降临。
And you sign your name to it.
然后你就签一个名在那个邀请卡上。
Now what would it be in your life if his kingdom were to come?
在你的生命中如果他的国降临究竟会是什么样子？
Well, there are several things I want you to see about the kingdom of God today.
有几件事情我很想让你看到神的国在今天是什么样的意义。
First of all, I want you to understand that the kingdom of God and the teaching of the kingdom is central to the teaching of Jesus Christ.
我首先我想让你们大家知道神的国这个教导是耶稣基督教导的中心。
We don't hear much preaching about the kingdom of God today.
我们今天很少听到这个讲到神的国。
But it is important.
但是这个是重要的。
For us as followers of Jesus Christ.
对我们这些特别对我们这些耶稣基督的追随者很重要。
When Jesus began his ministry on earth,
当耶稣基督在这个世界上开始他的侍奉的时候
Matthew tells us that he came preaching the good news of the kingdom of God.
马太说他是来到这里来宣告神的王国的好消息。
In both the fourth chapters and the ninth chapters of Matthew, Jesus says, I have good news for you.
在第四章还第九章耶稣都是如此说他说我有好消息要告诉你们
The kingdom of God is coming
因为天国就要来了神的王国要来了
Is that good news?
这是不是好消息
Well, Jesus also taught about the kingdom of God in his parables
耶稣也同样在他自己的比喻中间也来教导神的国
In every one of the Gospels, there are many parables.
在每一个福音书中间都有很多的比喻。
Now, a parable is a story that teaches an important truth.
比喻就是那一个故事可以教导我们重要的这样的真理。
Sometimes that truth is so great, it's hard to understand.
有时候这真理是如此的伟大，非常难以懂。
So Jesus uses a story to explain that great truth.
所以耶稣就用故事来解释那个伟大的真理。
And as he taught the parables, he would begin by saying, the kingdom of God is like.
当他教导这个比喻的时候他就往往是这样子开始天国好比。
And then he would tell the story.
然后他就开始讲故事。
The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed.
天国就像芥菜种。
The kingdom of God is like a man who went away on a journey and gave talents to the people whom he left.
天国就好像一个人要去旅游到远处去，他就把那个钱给他自己的人。
Story after story he told saying, I want you to understand what the kingdom of God is.
所以一个故事又接着一个故事，一个比喻，他就是为了要跟大家说，我想让你了解天国是什么意思。
Even the miracles Jesus performed were kingdom miracles.
而且他自己那种奇妙的事情，这种奇迹也是天国的奇迹。
You see, the kingdom of God revealed by Jesus in the New Testament is prophesied in the Old Testament.
这个耶稣基督在新约中间所显明的这个天国其实在旧约之中先知已经预言了。
So if you read the Old Testament, you read the prophets saying, when the kingdom comes, these are the things that will happen.
如果你要是读旧约你就知道先知说如果天国神的国来了这就是要发生的事情。
So,Do you remember the man John the Baptist?
你记不记得施洗约翰?
You remember him?
记得他吗? Yeah.
He got in trouble because of the way he preached.
他因为他讲道的方式他给自己找了麻烦。
And they put him in jail.
人家就把他放在监狱里。
And John the Baptist, I think, was getting very frustrated because he was in jail.
施洗约翰自己觉得非常的气馁因为他在监狱之中。
He had announced that Jesus was the Messiah and the Lamb of God who would take away the sins of the world.
他已经宣告了耶稣基督是弥赛亚，是也就是这个神的羔羊，会把人的罪，把这个世界的罪都给带走。
But now he's in jail.
但现在他
Jesus isn't doing anything.
他现在在监狱中，耶稣什么也不做。
And so he sends two men to talk to Jesus.
他就把两个人送去跟耶稣讲话。
In the 11th chapter of Matthew, we learn that the men came and they asked Jesus if he was the Messiah.
我们知道在第十一章的时候，两个人就过去问耶稣，你是弥赛亚吗？
They said, are you the Messiah? Or should we look for someone else?
他们说你就是弥赛亚吗？或许我们要等别人。
The answer that Jesus gave is very interesting.
耶稣给的答案非常的有趣。
He did not answer the question directly.
耶稣没有直接回答这个问题。
He didn't say, go back and tell John the Baptist I am the Messiah.
他没有说回去你跟施洗约翰说我就是弥赛亚。
That's not what he said.
这个不是他讲的。
He said, go back and tell John the Baptist, the deaf hear, the blind see, the lame walk, and the dead are raised.
他说回去告诉施洗约翰，盲人能够看见，瞎子能，盲人看见，瘸腿可以走路，死人复活。
What was Jesus saying?
耶稣在说什么呢？
He was saying, John, you know the prophecy of the Old Testament? That prophecy has been fulfilled in me.
他说约翰你知道先知 旧约的这个预言，旧约的预言已经在我实现了。
So what had been written 800 years before was now becoming reality before all the people.
在800年前所写下来所记录下来的今天在众人面前成为了现实。
Jesus caused the blind to see.
耶稣说这个盲人看见。
Jesus healed the deaf and their ears were opened.
耶稣就这样就像聋子可以听见因为他们耳朵张开。
Jesus met the lepers and they were cleansed.
当耶稣去让麻风病人的时候来医治他们，他们就干净了。
Jesus even interrupted a funeral procession.And called the person back to life.
耶稣甚至在一个葬礼的这个过程，大家游行的过程，他使得那个死人复活。
This is the work of the kingdom of God.
这就是神的王国的工作。
Tell John the Baptist prophecy is being fulfilled.
告诉施洗约翰，先知的预言被成就了。
Of course, Jesus taught the kingdom of God when he taught the disciples to pray.
当然当耶稣在教门徒祷告的时候他在教导神的国神的王国。
The prayer Jesus taught is very short.
耶稣所教导这个祷告是非常短。
Not many words.
没有很多的字。
He said, you don't need to pray like the pagans. They babble and babble and use many words.
他说你没有必要像外邦人那样祷告他们就是啰啰嗦嗦啰啰嗦嗦用很多的字。
You don't have to use a lot of words.
你不需要用这么多的字。
Jesus knows.He said, here is a prayer.
他说这就是祷告。
It's very simple.
非常简单。
You say, our Father.
你说我们在天上的父。
You are in heaven.
你在天上。
Your name is to be hallowed. It's sacred.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come.
愿你的国降临。
Your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
He said, you are to request that God's kingdom come to your life.
他说你要要求你要请求上帝的王国来到你自己的生命之中。
And then, the Sermon on the Mount.
结果这个登山宝训。
This message in chapter 5, 6 and 7 of Matthew.
在马太福音第五六七三章中间这个信息
We would call that the great decree or proclamation of the kingdom.
我们可以说这是神的王国神的王国的大宪法
Now, we got a little problem here.
我们有点小问题
Has anybody here ever lived in a kingdom?
我们中间有没有人住在一个王国里边以前
See, I've never lived in a kingdom.
我从来没有在王国中间住过。
That idea of a kingdom is not real to me.
这个王国这个概念对我来讲很不很真实。
Now, if you live in Great Britain or England, you live in a kingdom.
如果你要住在英国或者大不列颠，你是住在一个
王
国里，你有一个王后。
And then you know about the young man and his lovely wife who someday will be king and queen.
你会知道这个年轻的人还有他自己的妻子，将来就有一天他们会成为一个国王或者王后。
We don't have kings.
我们没有王，没有国王。
So it's not easy to understand kingdom of God.
所以对于我们来讲，去理解神的王国不太容易。
So I want to change the word a little bit.
所以我就想去改变这个词，想稍微做一点点改变。
And I want to use the phrase or the word, the reign of God.
我想用这样的一个词，也就是神的统治，神的掌管。
Now the reign of God means everything that is under God's control.
这个神的统治的意思就是所有一切在上帝的下边掌管的这一切。
So, the Queen of England is over all the British Empire.
所以英国王后，她是管住所有的这种大不列颠的他们所有的这种管理的王国。
She reigns up here.
她已经是这么高高在上这样子掌管。
Now, though she reigns,She's not the ruler.
她这样子掌管，但她不是具体来统治的。
The countries are ruled by a prime minister and a parliament.
这个国家是被这个首相还有国会来掌管，来统治。
She is the reigning queen because she has the power of being the head overall.
她是一个掌管的这个王后，因为她是有这种能力可以来控制所有的一切。
God is the king and he reigns over all.
上帝就是这样的一个王，他是掌管一切。
If you go back to the Old Testament in the Psalms, you read again and again where the psalmist prays to the king of all creation.
如果你要是读的诗篇，你可以一次又一次你可以看到上面说到这上帝是掌管的，是掌管所有创造的这样的王。
And they're praying to the king who is over all and then comes and breaks into our world in Jesus Christ.
他是一个这样的王，可以统治一切的王，但是借着耶稣基督来到我们这个世界上。
Now, are you with me?
你现在有没有听到我说这些？
You understand kingdom.
你明白王国的意思。
The reign of God.
上帝的掌管。
He created it all.
他创造了这一切。
But there's a problem.
但中间有个问题。
Problem number two.
第二个问题。
That world has fallen into sin.
这个世界就败坏在罪之中。
And thus, the system of the world today is opposed to the reign of God.
因为这个世界今天这个体系是反对上帝的统治。
So we have a system of this world, and we have...The kingdom of God.
我们有这个世界的这一个体系，还有这个上帝的掌管。
And they are in opposition to each other.
他们在彼此中间是一个站在对立面上。
And so when Jesus comes, he brings good news of the kingdom of God.
当耶稣基督来的时候，他带来了神的王国的好消息。
Which means you can move out of the system of this world.That is controlled by Satan.
你们可以从这就意味着我们可以从这个世界被撒旦所控制的这个世界这个体系。
And you can be brought into the kingdom of God under the reign of God.
我们可以带进神的王国，在这个中间接受上帝的掌管。
Well, three things I want you to see quickly.
有三件事情，我希望你能够很快的注意。
Are you ready?
有没有做好准备
？I want you to think with me.
我想你想让你们跟我一块来想。
Now, people don't go to worship on Sunday much to think.
不，大家早上主日敬拜的时候。不是为了去想的。
They like nice stories and good music.
我们喜欢好的比较好的故事，很好的音乐。
And they can go on their way just as they were.
就好像结果他们就可以将来离开的时候跟他来的时候差不多的样子。
But this morning I want to call you to become kingdom people.
但今天早上我想呼唤你们成为
王国的人。To live a life different than the system of this world.
想来做来有个生命来过这样的生命跟这个世界的体系是不同的。
For Jesus showed us that the kingdom is number one.
因为耶稣基督已经显明王国是第一神的国第一。
Question number one, how do I get into the kingdom of God?
第一个问题是我如何可以进入神的王国。
That's a good question.
这是一个很好的问题。
Because all of us are born in sin and thus are a part of the system of this world.
因为我们所有的人都是在最中间诞生，所以我们是属于这个世界的这个体系之中。
Well, there's a story in the New Testament.
在新约中间有一个故事。
It's in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音中间。
Third chapter.
第三章。
There was a man of the Pharisees, that's a religious ruler. There was a man of the Pharisees, and his name was Nicodemus.
这中间有一个人是个法利赛人，他也就是说是个宗教领袖，他的名字叫做尼哥底姆。
From here on, I'll just call him Nick.
这从现在开始我就叫他尼克好了。
This is John chapter 3.
这是约翰福音第三章。
That man Nicodemus, Nick, came to Jesus at night.
尼哥底姆就在晚上就来看耶稣基督。
Being a religious leader, he probably didn't want anyone to see him coming to Jesus.
作为一个宗教领袖，他大概不想让任何人看到他来见耶稣基督。
And he compliments Jesus.
他来夸耶稣基督。
He says, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no man can do the miracles which thou doest except God be in.
他说老师那我知道你是从上帝而来因为没有人可以做这样的神迹因为只有上帝才能做。
And Jesus answered him.
耶稣就回答他。
Listen to what Jesus said.
我们仔细听耶稣在说什么。
Except a person be born again, they cannot see the kingdom of God.
他说人若不重生他就见不到上帝的国。
Did you hear that?
听到没有
To be able to see the kingdom of God and understand what I'm talking about this morning, you need to be born again.
如果你要想见到神的国今天早上如果你想明白我在说什么你首先要重生。
Well, Nicodemus heard him say, born again, and that was confusing to him.
尼哥底姆当他说要重生的时候他听到这个他觉得非常的糊涂。
He said, how can somebody be born when he is old?
他说人已经老了怎么可以重生呢
Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb?And be born?
难道他们在第二次进入妈妈的肚子里边再重新被生出来吗
？Jesus said, "You're a teacher, Master of Israel. You're a teacher, and you don't understand this."
主耶稣说：“你是个老师，你怎么会不懂
？”He said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God."
他说如果一个人没有被重生他就不能进到天国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh.
从血肉中间出生的诞生的他仍然是血肉。
That which is born of the spirit is spirit.
从灵而生的就是灵。
Do not be surprised or marvel when I say you must be born again.
当我说你必须要重生，你不要吃惊。
You see, Jesus is teaching here that the kingdom of God cannot be seen or entered until you've received a new heart.
耶稣是在这段教导，上帝的国你没有办法看到，你也没办法进入，直到你自己有一个新的心。
Well, how do you receive a new heart?
你如何可以能够接受新的心呢？有新的心呢？
By allowing Jesus to do for you what you cannot do for yourself.
要来允许耶稣基督来在你生命中做你自己做不了的。
By asking Jesus, the Son of God, to come and forgive you of all of your sins.
要邀请耶稣基督，上帝的儿子来到你生命之中，来饶恕你所有的罪。
And by His grace to make you His child.
靠着他的恩典，你就成为他的孩子。
Nicodemus said, "I don't understand this. It doesn't make sense to me."
尼哥底母说，我不懂这什么意思，跟我一点都不懂。
And Jesus goes on to try to explain, and finally he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life."
耶稣基督就继续来解释，直到最后三章十六节。因为神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Everlasting life is kingdom life.
永远的生命就是神国的生命。
The system of this world cannot offer you eternal life.
这个世界的这个体系，这个系统没有办法给你永恒的生命。
The system and religions of this world cannot offer you forgiveness of your sins.
这个世界的体系还有这个世界的宗教没有办法给你来饶恕你的罪。
But there's good news.
但这一边有好的消息。
The kingdom of God has come in Jesus Christ.
神的国借着耶稣基督就来了。
And he invites you to enter that kingdom.
他邀请你来进入这个神的国。
Leave the system of the world behind.
离开这个世界的体系在你的背后。
And receive the new life that is in Jesus Christ.
来接受在耶稣基督里的这个新的生命。
Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you."
耶稣说，你们要先求神的国和神的义，这一切都要再加给你们。
Seek first.
首先先求。
He says, "I want you to turn your eyes upon God and receive from Him life."
他说，我想让你们把眼睛转向上帝，从他那里来接受生命。
And then the priority of the kingdom is that you do the will of the Father.
还有天国的这个优先次序，就是你首先要来做上帝的旨意。
We have people today struggling to get things that they think will satisfy them.
我们中间有很多人是在这个世界上总想得到这些东西来满足自己。
They go off to school to get their degrees.
他们上学是为了得到学位。
Well, that's fine.
这个当然没有问题。
Between my wife and I, we have 7 degrees.
在我跟妻子两个人加在一起，我们大概有七个学位。
We've done a good bit of studying.
我们是花了很多的时间好好读书。
And we're grateful for the opportunity.
我们也很为我们手中的这样的机会也很感恩。
But it's limited.
但是这个是非常有限的。
Because it cannot fill us with God's life.
因为那个没有办法使我们充满上帝的生命。
And it cannot forgive us of the past.
也不能够让我们的过去能得到饶恕。
People out trying to get more things.
我们人也是拼命想得到很多的东西。
Beautiful homes.
很好的房子，漂亮的房子。
Fancy cars.
真是很豪华车。
More money in their pocket.
腰包里有更多的钱。
Well, I have a pretty nice home.
其实我也有很好的房子。
And I have a very good car.
我也有一个不错的车。
I've been driving it for 250,000 miles.
我就已经开了24万多 24万多英里。
It still runs.
仍然开得不错。
All of those things sound good. I'm not against that. But my friends, that's part of a system that is in opposition to God.
这一切都是不错，我并没有反对。可是朋友们，这一切都是那个体系中间的一部分，是来站在上帝的对立面的。
For after you have gained all of these things, you discover that they do not satisfy inside.
因为当你得到这所有的一切的时候，你会知道，你会发现这个没有办法能满足你的内心。
Satisfaction is only found when you enter the kingdom of God and experience His grace and His forgiveness.
你真正的满足必须是当你进入神的国，能够经历他的恩典，你才能真正发现。
Some years ago, I was invited to a Roman Catholic school.To preach for 3 nights to the young people about Jesus Christ.
大概很多年前，就几年前，我曾经被邀请到一个天主教的学校，跟那些年轻人来宣告耶稣基督。
The nuns came and said to me, "We want you to preach Jesus and invite the young people to come and receive Him as their Savior."
这个修女就说我们想让你来宣讲耶稣基督，来邀请这些年轻人来接受耶稣基督。
The first night I arrived, there were about 600 teenagers in the audience.
第一天，当我到大厅里边那边去，大概有600多个青少年。
Before I got up to preach, they said we have a pastor of one of the big Roman Catholic churches, and he is going to speak first.
当我在我自己要起来讲道之前，他们就说，在天主教中间有一个大教堂有一个牧师，他可能要首先讲几句话。
I wondered if he was going to try to counter or oppose what I was going to say.
我当时还在想，他是不是想来反对我马上就要讲的话。
But he shared a most interesting story.
他分享了一个非常特别感人的故事。
He told of his.Ordination as a Roman Catholic priest.
当他讲了一个他当时做神父他那个案例的这个故事。
And he had received several promotions to larger parishes.
他得到了几个这种晋升，可以到大的这种教区里边去。
People saw him as one of the brightest and most capable of the Catholic priests.
人们就把他作为那种是最最最最聪明、最最有能力的这种天主教的教父们。
And then he was invited to a conference in Rome to meet with the Pope.
结果他就被邀请到罗马去跟教皇去见面。
Several hundred priests gathered together for this very special occasion.
几百的神父被聚在一起，因为这是特别的一个聚会。
He said, I went to the room that was assigned to me, and I met another priest, also from the United States, who would be my roommate.
当我进到那边时候，当那边有一个条，还有在美国另外来的一个神父，他将会跟我分住一个房子。
He said, I began to talk to my roommate.
我就跟我的室友交谈。
And the priest asked me, Have you ever experienced the power of the Holy Spirit in your life.
那个神父就问我，你有没有经历过圣灵在你生命中间的能力？
He said, well, I'm a priest.
他说，哦，我是个神父。
He said, that is not what I'm asking you.
他说，这个不是我问你的问题。
I am asking, have you ever experienced the power of the Holy Spirit in your life?
我的问题是，你有没有经历过圣灵在你生命中间的能力？
He said, I was there for 4 days and I was going to have to put up with this man for 4 days.
他说我要在那边待四天，所以我就要忍受这个人要四天时间。
And every time we would get into a conversation, it asked me about my personal relationship to Jesus Christ.
每次我跟他聚在一起，他马上就问我个人跟耶稣基督的这个关系。
And he said, I would respond by saying, it happened this morning when we received the Mass.
我就这样回答他，我今天早上当我去参加 Mass 的时候，我就已经跟耶稣基督有关系。
And then that priest said to those 600 young people sitting out in front of him,
这个神父就跟600多的青少年坐在他面前的人如此说，
Before the week was over, I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
他说在那个礼拜还没有完之前，我就接受了耶稣基督成为我个人的救主，我而且经历了圣灵的洗。
He said to that full auditorium that night, it's not enough to be Roman Catholic.
他就对 那帮满屋子人说，他说只做一个罗马天主教徒是不够的。
It's not enough to be ordained a priest.
是仅仅被按立成为神父是不够的。
It's not enough just to receive the sacraments.
是仅仅过来领所有的圣餐，这个是不够的。
The only thing that will satisfy you is when you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and have been filled with the Holy Spirit.
唯一能够使得你满足的就是接受耶稣基督成为你生命个人的救主，被圣灵来充满。
When he finished, I was not sure what I was supposed to say.
当他讲完之后，我就不太肯定我自己应该说什么。
He said it with such power.
他讲的是如此的有能力。
And that night I gave an invitation to young people that wanted to put their faith in Christ as Savior.
那天晚上我就对那些年轻人来邀请他们来把自己的信心放在耶稣基督身上做他的救主。
I watched them streaming down the aisles and standing across the front with tears on their cheeks.
我就看到他们就这样子跑过来，大家都是像河流一样这样流过来，站在前面，眼泪都是从他们脸上流下。
These young people were discovering the great truth of what it means to enter the kingdom of God through being born again.
这些人是真正的，这些 年轻人真正的来看到这样的真理，在得到重生，在神的国得到重生，究竟是什么样的意思？
I ask you a couple of questions.
我想来问你们几个问题。
And then we're going to pray.
然后我们就开始祷告。
Have you been born again by the Spirit of God?
你有没有在圣灵，因为神的灵里边得到重生？
Do you know this morning that your sins have been forgiven and that you have the gift of eternal life?
今天早上你知不知道你的罪被赦免，你有永恒的生命？
As a Christian,A member of the kingdom, do you seek the kingdom first above all else?
作为基督徒是神的国的一个分子，你有没有来先求神的国、神的义，而是在所有的一切的之上？
And are you willing to sign the invitation and make it personal this morning? Your kingdom.
你今天早上愿不愿在你这个邀请函上面亲自来签你的名，亲自来签你说你的国，愿你的国降临。
Meaning that you want the reign of God over your life.
这就意味着你想让上帝来掌管你的生命。
I want to pray with you, please.
我想和你一同祷告。
Almighty God, there are some here this morning who have trusted you.And they're in the kingdom.
全能上帝，我们中间有些人已经信靠你，已经在你的国里。
But daily they do not seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
但在他们每天的生命中间，他没有首先先求神的国和他的义。
Their lives are cluttered with so much.
生活就被很多的事情这样子充满。
And they are not living.As kingdom people,
没有做一个活着像一个神的王国的子民。
And there are others here, maybe this morning, who have never entered the kingdom of God.
我们中间或许还有别的人，可能从来就没有进入神的国。
They've never been born again of the Spirit of God.
他们从来没有被神的灵、圣灵
来重生。They don't have the joy of knowing that their sins have been forgiven.
他没有这样知道自己的罪被赦免这样的喜乐。
They don't have the assurance that they have received eternal life in Christ.
他们没有这样的一个肯定，他们已经得到了在耶稣基督得到的这样的永生。
God grant that their heart may hunger today to know what it means to be born again.
上帝求你真是降恩，让他们今天他们的心就可以谦卑，让他们知道重生的含义。
To leave the system of this world and enter your kingdom.
来离开这个世界的体系，来进入到你的国。
Pray all of this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
我们奉我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.